from the Night Patrol CD, which came out in 2012. The Clash cover, Brand New Cadillac, The Brigands, and something for me and for Mike Costa. I know we love the band Television, from 1977's Marquee Moon. That was Elevation. Television, Elevation. Yeah. Hey, hi, Sue.
Hey.
So you're here today.
I'm here. I know. It's been a while.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Makes me sad.
I know. Well, I had to get a sub for my show last month because my poor dog Harvey was trying to die.
Yeah.
We'll have a song for him later.
I had to do that with my old dog 2 years and years ago. I was away at summer camp.
Ugh.
And I came home. And he was old anyway, and he had cancer.
Yeah.
And he, like, would trot up to the couch and try and jump up, and he couldn't do it, and he would growl because he couldn't understand.
Right, right. And they don't know what's happening.
Yeah, and I went away to school, and I came home, and my mother said, yeah, last week we had to... And I missed it. Whatever. I know what it's like, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, we came home early from our trip to Florida for Thanksgiving because the dog sitter was like, he's not eating. Mm-hmm. He had lung cancer.
Yep.
But to his credit, Harvey was a terrible, terrible dog. I mean, we loved him dearly, but he was the worst dog ever. He killed 2 sofas. Google Harvey killed the sofa, and you'll see.
Cool.
he owns that, but he was a terrible dog.
He was a beagle, right?
He was a beagle.
Which is usually, they have mood swings, the beagles.
Right. I mean, he was a street dog, so he never got rid of his fighting spirit. But anyway, the day before he died, he was humping other dogs at the dog sitter. So he went out with a bang, literally. We loved him, we hated him, but we miss him. So
you have the best story, Sue.
Yeah, well, you know, this is our 4th beagle, so like, you know. And the dog sitter's trying to get us to adopt another one, the puppy that you just brought home from Mexico. If anybody wants a beautiful white beagle from Mexico, get in touch with me because it is so cute. I just can't commit to a puppy right now.
Are you beagling because of Snoopy?
I don't know which came first, the beagle obsession or the Snoopy obsession. Mm-hmm. They're kind of intertwined, and also just by accident. But yeah, once you have a beagle, you kind of get hooked.
Yeah.
Even though you have the worst beagle ever, you figure you can't go any worse than that.
All right.
All right, Mike.
Well, rest in peace, Harv.
R.I.P.
All right. So you're here today until 1 p.m.
Yes,
with
yes,
something
sir.
About the women.
Yes, sir.
And I've been telling everybody, you've been working on this since Thursday night.
I've been working on this for a while because, like I said, I haven't been here in like 2 months.
Yeah.
But you caught me on Thursday night trying to get me to go out to dinner when I was at home putting
I can't.
My
I'm working on the
I'm
show.
Working on my show. But yeah, I was glad that I did it in advance because last night I had to work until about 12:30. So I knew I wasn't going to have time to put it together last night. So all good.
All right.
One less fried chicken dinner for me.
Well, you can't have too many of those. Well, I guess you can.
Yeah, you can.
All right. Well, it's Mike on the mic. I will be here. Oh, surprise. Thursday night. Thursday, I took a show because the kids are going away for Thanksgiving, Christmas and stuff. So there's a bunch of shows open. So Ben Lowengard is going to join me here. He's never been here before, but he's always on the thread making requests, really great requests. So 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Thursday night, I'll be here with Ben Lowengard. And the following Saturday with, I don't know who, usual time.
Maybe I'll pick up a shift during this week.
I think you should. Why not?
I wonder if the show after yours is available.
I don't
You're such
know.
A great lead-in.
You could look.
I'm
going
to look.
All right, 4 to 6 on Thursday, everybody. I'm going to leave you, Sue, and you, everybody else, with a request from Tom Ruprecht. He wanted to hear some solo Brian Setzer. So, 'Tis the Season, Brian Setzer Orchestra, and this is Run, Rudolph, Run. Talk to you on Thursday night, everybody. Bye.
Good morning and welcome to Something About the Women here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is Sue, so glad to be back in the squeaky chair on the cranky mic, with cranky mic. I meant the microphone, not Mike. Mike's the best.
Okay.
Mike's like the brother that I always wanted, and said I got the other brothers that I actually have.
Okay.
That is brand new music from Danielle Moralia and the Glory Junkies. Their brand new disc, that was the title track, All My Heroes Are Ghosts. They crowdsourced this album. It's fantastic. You should find it and get it. Danielle M and the Glory Junkies. They are local. They are fabulous. You can catch her playing around town, and just a great new disc from them. And I have a bunch of stuff for today. I have some Christmas Hanukkah Kwanzaa celebration, mostly Hanukkah, because it is, we're right in the middle of Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah, Mike.
Happy Hanukkah, sis.
So I've got some Hanukkah music, some Christmas music, all holiday-ish music. I have also a set of story songs from the 70s, including classics like Harper Valley PTA and The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia. So stay tuned for that. And then I got new music, old music, stuff music, tribute to Harvey the Horrible Dog, and much, much more. Continuing now with a little bit of Elin Jewell and Lake Street Dive here on Something About the Women. It would help if I turned on the CD player. That would really be like the first DJ 101, right? Like, go and see, like, is your CD player on? And as a matter of fact, no, it is not. But, you know, something's happening. Whoa. It's just playing things. We're going to fix this right now. Let's go. All right. Here we go. Like I said, Elin Jewell and Lake Street Dive here on Something About the Women.
Don't let me down. Don't let me down. time that she really done me. Oh, she done me. She done me good. I guess nobody ever really done me.
I blame Mike because he told me everything's working, but something's not working right. I forgot how to be a DJ, and I'm really sorry about that. I apologize to everyone. But let's see how I can make this work, okay? It's just not happening for me. Let's try something else.
It might be the Wi-Fi if you're using that.
It's not that. Like, we're going to find out, though. Let's see if we can make this work. So sorry, people. Oh, this is going to be a long show. A long, long show. All right. Plan B. Here we go. Joan Osborne.
Ride me high. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Oh, we gonna fly down into the easy somewhere.
do before they can rest assured their lives are justified. Well, pray to God for me, baby. He can let me slide. 'Cause I've been up and down this highway, far as my eyes can see. No matter how fast I run, I can never seem to get away. No matter where just to see how bad it feels, just to see how far I won't go. I should be breaking these chains, not dragging them around just to feel the pain. Never should have taken this road. See how far we'd go. I had my eye on the farthest horizon. The pull and the tension only made us fly. On the back of the wind, we fell in love on a whim. But tell me, where did we end up? And I'm scrolling through the moments, trying to find it. Where'd we hide it? There's a target underneath this mess we made. But I'm taking aim at your heart. I found a photo of you staring into the blue, the Carolina sky, the Appalachian view. You looked into the void, you said, oh, what is the point? There are no guarantees, it's just the toss of a coin. I said the best things maybe are pointless, baby, like songs are dancing. And I'm scrolling through the moments, trying to find it. Where'd we at it? There's a target underneath this mess we made. Of art to be given a lesson at the edge of the shore. He pulled back his bow to its fullest arc, and with total focus in his mind and heart, he let the arrow free into the middle of the sea. And then he said, bullseye. But I'm taking aim. Oh, it's a long
All right. That is brand new Heather Maloney. Yes, it is. And her new album is called Just Enough Sun. And that was Let Me Stay. Heather Maloney just came out, so check that out whenever you can. We heard Kim Ritchie doing I Know, and that I'm sending that out to my friend Little Ishtar. She knows who she is. We heard Sarah Watkins covering a Jackson Browne song, Your Bright Baby Blues. That's from the tribute album Looking Into You, a tribute to Jackson Browne. Sending that out to the lovely Cheryl, my wife. Jane Siberry did Everything Reminds Me of My Dog from the classic album Bound by the Beauty, and that is a tribute to my late horrible dog Harvey, who we love and miss and really don't know how he made it in this world, but Everything Reminds Me of My Dog. Joan Osborne did You Ain't Going Nowhere, and that's from her new album that covers all Bob Dylan songs called Oddly Enough Songs of Bob Dylan. And we started it off with Elin Jewell and Lake Street Dive doing a Beatles cover of Don't Let Me Down. It's 11:36, actually 11:37 here on Something About the Women on 91.5 WMFO Medford, and I have a treat for you. It is time for our story songs of the 70s, and we're going to bookend it with some Helen Reddy, and in the middle, you just get so many surprises anyway. So just keep your ears peeled for this, and listen to the stories. Good stories coming out of the 70s. All righty, here we go. I think.
You live your life in the songs you hear on the rock and roll radio. And when a young girl doesn't have any friends, that's a really nice place to go. Folks hoping you'd turn out cool, but they had to take you out of school. You're a little touched, you know, Angie baby. Appear in your room each night and they whirl you across the floor, but they always seem to fade away when your daddy taps on your door. Angie girl, are you all right? Tell the radio at night, all alone once more, Angie baby. At night through the window blind, I see your folks have gone away. Would you dance with me today? I'll show you how to have a good time, Angie baby.
Angie baby, Angie baby.
When he walks in a room, he feels confused, like he walked into a play. And the music's so loud, it spins him around till his soul has lost its way. And as she turns the volume down, he's getting smaller with the sound. It seems to pull him off the ground toward the radio he found, never to be found. The headlines read that a boy disappeared and everyone thinks he died. Steps a crazy girl with a secret lover who keeps her satisfied. It's so nice to be insane. No one asks you to explain. Radio by your side, Angie baby. Where?
who had a teenage daughter who attended Harper Valley Junior High. Well, her daughter came home one afternoon and didn't even stop to play. And she said, Mama, got a note here from the Harper Valley PTA. Well, the note said, Mrs. Johnson, you're wearing your dress is way too high. It's reported you've been drinking and are running around with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be bringing up your little girl this way. And it was signed by the secretary, Harper Valley PTA. Surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say. She said, I'd like to address this meeting of the Harper Valley PTA. Well, there's Bobby Taylor sitting there, and seven times he's asked me for a date. Taylor sure seems to use a lot of ice whenever he's away. And Mr. Baker, can you tell us why your secretary had to leave this town? And shouldn't Gwynna Jones be told to keep her window shades off or completely down? You'll smell Shirley Thompson's breath. You'll find she's had a little nip of gin. And then you have the nerve to tell me you think that as a mother I'm not fit. Well, this is just a little Peyton Place and you're all Harper Valley hypocrites. No, I wouldn't put you on because it really did. It happened just this way.
Delta day, I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. She said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's five more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Social media a makeover.
How many tries does it take to get the perfect photo?
The average girl spends 3 hours a day using social media.
48% of teens report feeling lonely and less confident in themselves after using social media.
After the iPhone release in 2007, the depression rate in teens spiked.
To learn how to make social media a more positive place, go to MediaGirls.org. Follow Media Girls on Instagram and use the hashtag MGMakeover.
Through the years I go wandering once again, back to the seasons of my youth. I do recall this box of rags someone gave us, and how my mama put those rags to use. Now there were rags of many colors, but every piece was small. I didn't have a coat, and it was way down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, sewing every piece with love. She made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. While Mama sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore. And then she said, I hope this coat will bring you good luck and happiness. And I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. And although we had no money, I was rich as I could be. I was rich, and I told them of the love that Mama sewed in every stitch. I even told them all that story that Mama told me while she sewed, and why my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. They didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see. One is only poor, only if they choose to be. It's true, we had no money, but I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors, Mama made for me, made just for me.
Been 2 weeks gone, and he thought he'd stop at Webb's and have him a drink before he went home to her. Andy Wolo said hello, and he said, hi, what's doing? Whoa, said, sit down, I've got some bad news, it's gonna hurt. Said, I'm your best friend, and you know that's right, but your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone, she's been seeing that Amos boy, Seth. Got mad and he saw red, and Andy said, boy, don't you lose your head, 'cause to tell you the truth, I've been with her myself. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your soul to no backwoods southern lawyer, 'cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hands. Well, Andy got scared and left the bar, walking on home 'cause he didn't live far. See, Andy didn't have many friends, and he just lost him one. Brother thought his wife must have left town, so he went home and finally found the only thing Papa had left him, and that was a gun. And he went off to Andy's house, slipping through the backwoods quiet as a mouse. Came upon some tracks too small for Andy to make. He looked through the screen at the back porch door, and he saw Andy lying on the floor in a puddle of blood, and he started to shake. Well, the Georgia patrol wasn't making their rounds, so he fired a shot just to flag them down. And a big-bellied sheriff grabbed his gun and said, why'd you do it? Judge said guilty in a make-believe trial. Slapped the sheriff on the back with a smile. Said supper's waiting at home, and I gotta get to it. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your soul to no backwoods southern lawyer, 'cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hands. Well, they hung my brother before I could say the tracks he saw while on his way to Andy's house and back that night were mine. And his cheating wife had never left town, and that's one body that'll never be found. See, little sister don't miss when she aims her gun. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. Oh, oh, oh. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Uh-huh. But don't trust your soul and all backwoods southern lawyer, 'cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hands.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Kingdom on a mountain and the valley. Tin soldier rides.